Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. Just like the minister says, this in which we want to be included in has no future, none. No future that we can look forward to for ourselves and our people. That's why we in the Time to Leave movement have started to focus on building our communities and making our own neighborhoods safe places and controlling our neighborhoods. We say that if you can't control your neighborhood, move to a neighborhood that you can control, because this world is out of control, and we are the victims, and we're being victimized as this world hurtles to a lower and lower state. Are we just going to accept it and go along for the ride, or are we going to say enough and strive to build and contribute to our own communities? And I see our brother, Dr. Ridgely, is on the line. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Wa alaikum assalam. Yes, sir.
You
know, one thing that you said there, I just want to emphasize it and take it to another level. Okay, the minister said that this, what you want to be included in, has no future. And it does not have a future for us, but it does not have a future for them. I'm talking about white folks. These people have been sacrificed. These people in America are collateral damage. The only people who count are the super rich. Nobody else counts. And they're sinking the people to a position where the people are not going to be able to unite and to fight against the enemy. Now, this gets back to something I just saw on the news a few minutes ago. There, Maxine Waters and the other sister from New York really grilled Zuckerberg, okay, over that it's okay. They're not going to fact check a political advertisement. So with Maxine and the other sisters getting on them and said, so it's okay for politicians to lie. Okay. So now, but, you know, behind that, they didn't bring it up as far as I know, but if I was there and had a voice, then I would immediately say, so it's okay for politicians to lie to the public to get their vote, which is going to affect their lives, but it's not okay on Facebook for Minister Farrakhan to tell the truth to the people to save their lives.
Mm.
See, it's been exposed completely now. You know, the minister has been trying to tell us this is Satan's world, and they're not going to give us an opportunity to tell the truth to the people. We are going to have to set up our own reality and then attract the people, because we're not going to be able to get over the loudspeaker as such using any platform, internet,
right,
satellite, whatever, to speak to the people on a regular basis, because they are going to interfere with it once they see that you are having an effect. The only way you can really communicate is face-to-face or in your own environment. Anything that he has any way to pull, he's going to yank it at the most inopportune time. He's not going to allow you to build a world in cyberspace on a virtual reality that he doesn't control. So if you really want to be free, you're going to have to move to a community where there are people that you know and can trust. And I give you one more example. They showed it on this. They were talking about one of the things that they did on Facebook. The a political committee took a Pelosi video and slowed it down to make it look like she was drunk or slurring her.
Yes, sir.
Her tongue.
I saw that.
You saw that, right? See,
yes, sir.
This is what they plan to do with the minister when he leaves. Produce a fake Farrakhan to deceive the people. So we need to be close to one another so we can know what the truth is and make sure we get all our tapes and all the books and everything of the messenger and Minister Farrakhan. Because they're going to do that. They are going to pull the real videos off of internet and bring up some fake videos because all of it is digitized now. Once it's on the internet, it's digitized, so now they can manipulate it, okay? And you're not going to be able to tell the difference. That's that movie everybody need to go see on the Gemini Man by Will Smith. They are able to produce a fake image that acts and moves and facial expression. I mean, talk like a human, interacting with another human. So this is, they're setting up for the biggest spoof, which is to steal the identity of the messenger of Allah. They did it with Jesus, with the Bible. They did it with the movie Malcolm X. It came out in 1992 with Malcolm. They are going to do it with the minister. They're going to, when he's gone, they're going to produce a fake Farrakhan to fool the world. And we have better be prepared. So we need to get enough people together so that we can build something and be a safe haven for the people. Because it's not going to get no better out there amongst the people whose head is actually in the cloud, whose head is on iPhone, on the internet, on the satellite, on TV. Their head is out of control and controlled by the enemy. So you will be around people who on the outside they look human, but on the inside they messed up and crazy as hell because of what's going into their brain. Mm-hmm. And we are not going to be able to control that because we're not going to have access to get to them. And many don't even want to know the truth now because now you know they enjoy living in virtual reality, the Matrix. They enjoy.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So, Dr. Ridley, based on what you said, so do you think that our people in general, and Muslims in particular, do you think that we will slowly start to move towards our own communities before the white man world starts to clearly fall out from under us? Or do you think it's going, even though it's falling now, or do you think it's going to have to fall even more before we come together and build our communities?
Well, okay, now that is a matter of degrees. You asked the question, are there people trying? Yes, there are people trying. There are people trying to move amongst their own. You know, we get calls, you know, all the time where people want to come and visit the farm, visit Braunwood. They want to make the move. So, yes, but how fast is that going to happen on a large scale? I don't know. But I do know that the Underground Railroad is in effect. There's a lot of people who are moving out of the North. Now, whether they're moving to communities or just moving into residences. In other words, are they moving into planned communities where they want to be around certain types of people, or are they just moving based on the price and how pretty the house is and what they can afford and not really concerned about their neighbors, okay? So, but they are moving. This is why it's time to leave to reach out to get, you know, in that stream to see if we can pull some of that stream to be more organized because they are coming, but they're coming in a disorganized manner, coming back down south, but they come in a disorganized manner. And they're either going back to their family's home area or they're going to the big cities, you know, like Atlanta, Birmingham, et cetera. But some of them are going back to their family homes, you know, where their families came from before they went north. So, but we, you know, have to become attractive enough to pull some of that weight. So that they begin to move in our direction, but they are moving.
Yes, sir. And let me just say, brothers and sisters, if you want to participate in the conversation or ask a question, please press the 1 on your phone pad, and you will be brought into the queue. Yes, sir.
Well, do you have any more comments or questions? I know we were talking about this, you know. About the Holy Day of Atonement, you know, in terms of the impact, you know, of what the minister said, and I've talked to some people, and asked them, you know, what impacted them, and everybody, in terms of the Muslims, are saying that particular lecture was for the Muslims, was for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were there for Lost Founds. You know, Lost Founds, you learn a lot from it, but he was talking directly really to us, talking about, you know, are you real, you know, or are you fake? You know, stop, you know,
right.
Trying to feel like a Muslim and just be a Muslim. You know what I mean? Stop playing. We're talking about separating in our mind. But when you sign that letter to Master Faraz Muhammad, that should have been the start of the major process right there. You want a name from him. Well, you already said, I'm separating in my mind. Or are you? Okay? You signed the letter. So let's get going. Okay? We got the mind thing down. Now let's move the body. Okay? But I posted something today. You know, it's hard for people who have been taught that God is dead. There is no intelligent force in the universe making people do things, moving to a eventual course end. It's just circumstance, happenstance. And so here we in the nation say Allah came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, and he has a plan for us. And we are at the end of one cycle, and we move into another plan. Now, it's hard for people to accept that they are the living God, that they have to respond to, and that in fact has power to change the direction of things that they're looking at. Because they're used to accepting the white man's directions on the physical world. And we just supposed to be looking for heaven after we die as a Christian and a Muslim. Muslim talking about 70 virgins and all that type of stuff. Come on now. We get 70 virgins from molested babies. So again, we're spookism. We're spooksville. But the earth we've given up to Satan, to the white man, to the devil. We've given that up to him. And for somebody to come now and say, now listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Mr. Farrakhan, because they're speaking from God. They're going like, yeah, right, whatever. Okay? So it's going to be difficult to break through that because the people don't believe in God no more. This is what, you know, Minister Farrakhan, when he made that statement about how the Messiah, he actually validates the prophets because he actually does that which they predicted he would do, and therefore that makes them a prophet because he actually did what they prophesied for him to do. So the minister is proving that the prophets were right and that they got it from God. So there is a God who was able to foresee the future and tell you what was going to happen and make everybody play a role to fit into his scheme. For instance, we're over here in America. We've been over here for over 400 years. Well, they did that. Okay? The so-called Jews, they did that. But, of course, they claimed that they were the ones who enslaved for 400 years. Now we found in Egypt. But now we found out that that's not true. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that that's not true. But now there's more evidence to show that that's not true, even from the Jews, the historians, the archaeologists.
Right.
So, but they did not mean to fulfill prophecy of us being enslaved for 400 years. They didn't mean to do that, but they did that. And now with the Messiah being present to after the 400 years to bring us out, this is bearing witness that there's a God who is in control, even to those people who knew what the prophecy was and tried to do all they could to interfere with the prophecy, yet they were the hand of the prophecy, the so-called Jews.
Yes, sir. We got a caller, Dr. Ridgely.
Okay. Put them on.
Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 9869. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Sister Tori. I'm calling from Durham, North Carolina.
Assalamu alaikum.
I just wanted to make a comment on a video that I watched with Mother Tynetta that bears witness to the urgency of the situation and the time that we're living in and what must be done. And basically what she's saying is that the white man knows prophecy and how we have been set up into colonies and we have been placed in these neighborhoods and these positions that we've been placed in for war. So I just want to elaborate how important for us to come together as a community and to be able to go ahead and make sure we get things in a timely fashion so that we can survive and have the things that we need in order to get through this dark hour. So I just want to say thank you all for doing this call, and I'm really, really appreciating the feedback from this.
Well, thank you, Sister Tara, for calling in and bringing us that information. That's correct. You know, we've been told what we need to do, the time of what must be done. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us what to eat and what to store in our houses. Mr. Farrakhan has told us we need to be able to stay in our homes for 3 months because it may be too dangerous to go out. And at the same time, we need to come closer together in our own communities that we can control and feed. Because one of the things that they're going to do is cut off the food to the cities. And those 6 lane highways, all the wholesale and the warehouses for the cities are outside of the beltway. You got the beltway that goes around the cities. You got inside the cities, you have grocery stores, but it's only about 2-3 days worth of food in the grocery store. They're replenished in the middle of the night when you're not looking. That's when the trucks come in. But they come in from the big warehouses that's out on the outside of the 4 and 6 and 8 lane expressways that go all around the big cities. So when the stuff goes down, they're going to shut down the electricity, cut off the food, and those they got these cameras that can see up and down the highway. So every inch of that, those 6 lane, 4 or 6 lane highways that go around the cities is being watched with a camera. And so when it go down and you try to go across that road, they're going to come in with the helicopters and mow you down. Okay? So it's not a pretty place to be on the inside of the beltway. Okay? We need to be close to where we can get our own food. And you need to be looking on maps how to get out of those cities without going on the major expressways. Because everybody is going to be trying to go out who can get out on the major expressways. And therefore, they're going to get clogged. And all you need is one accident or people run out of gas on those major expressways and you're stuck because you can't get off. However, if you find alternate routes that are not, that are not major expressway, 2 lane roads, it may be a slower, but the thing is, you can drive on go around them, or you can find a route around them. But you can't do that on those big expressways because some of them even have fences and barricades on either side of it. So once you get stuck, you can't get out except to walk out. So be looking to find another way of escape other than the major 4, 6, 8 lane highways, because if everybody be trying to get out that way, all you need is one accident or one roadblock, and that's it. So be looking for alternative routes and keep a map with you. Don't depend on the GPS, because the GPS sometimes lies, and they can shut the GPS down so that you cannot navigate using the GPS. So you need to have a map, a hard map, so that you can look and see, study how you can maneuver if the stuff goes down. All these things we must study in a realistic point of view for the contingencies that we've been warned that's going to happen. So we say it is much better to be out in the countryside, and even though we don't eat rabbits and squirrels, but if you're out in the countryside and you run out of turnip roots, or you run out of flour, or you run out of whatever, you can still hit you a rabbit or a squirrel and survive until things get better. But in those cities, the rats gonna run. They gonna leave because they had to figure, I might eat up. They gonna leave. There'll be nothing in those cities for you to eat after a certain amount of time because it's all on the outside. So you got to have enough stored in your home. But you need to live in a community of believers, of Muslims, because if you live among some savages and they smell that your food cooking, they come and bust up in your house because they're not going to be prepared. So it's still much better to be in a community of believers, even if you're in the city. than to be in a community of savages, because they're going to come and bust in and take your stuff.
That's right. Well, thank you for your call, Sister Tori, and go ahead and keep on listening. Is there anyone else that has a question or comment on anything that Dr. Virgil may have said? Or yes, we have another caller. Caller with the last four digits, 5597. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Kim Muhammad. Can you all hear me?
Yes, but there's noise in the background.
There's noise in the background.
Okay, I'm at work. Okay, I'm just like I'm hiding in trouble. My name is Kim Muhammad. And it's not that I don't want to move. I think that our people are spoiled. Because, I mean, you know, if you already had a community and you were looking at houses and, oh, I want this house, I want that house. It's like we are spoiled. We don't really move and not have nowhere to stay or nowhere to look at to purchase or rent or like that. So if we as believers can come together somehow and build our community and sell the houses, you know, they'll probably be going like hotcakes. But you're absolutely right. I agree with everything that everybody said, because in the last days, everybody's going to be looking for food and whatever. And if they know you're a Muslim and you store food, they're going to be coming to your house because they know you got it. If they got to kill you, to take it. So, yeah, I agree with everything that you all said. But is there a way that we can try to build some finances? Because I know, Dr. Ridgely, you was saying about the container homes and how they can be built and, you know, that kind of stuff. And I was talking to some believers here in St. Louis, and we were talking about a senior citizen home and then being a community with playgrounds and grocery stores and bakeries and clinics and hospitals and all the things that we need in our community. And everybody is gung-ho, but we just need to finance it or get some information on how to start that to happening on some land, as the minister said, that has been soaked by ancestors' blood down south. So I was just throwing it in because I was listening last week and I was like, I really do want to move, but, you know, it's like I realize I'm small.
Well, there's a lot.
I'm going to put my phone on mute. Can you hear me?
Right.
I'm going to put my phone on mute because I know it's.
Okay. Thank you. Well, there are a lot of homes for sale and for rent in Terrell County. All you have to do is go to Terrell County on the internet, homes for sale, and you will see there's plenty of homes, reasonable prices. There's plenty of places you can rent. I've even looked for places for people, but I find the places for them, but they still don't make a move. Waiting on us getting together and buying a piece of land and building the homes and getting all the financing. To be very frank with you, number one, we ain't got time, and number two, you can't do that all spread out. The best way to do it, if you're serious about doing it, is come down to this area, look around, get something reasonable, buy you some individual land and build your own home, or smarter than that, just rent until we get enough people in the same area that now we can, together, we can build a community. But how can you build a community when you don't know each other? How can you build a community? Somebody live in St. Louis, somebody live in New York, somebody live in Philadelphia, somebody lives in England. You don't know each other. How are you going to build a community, to put your money together and go through all that financing, all that issues to build something, and schools and hospitals, and ain't nobody there? You spread out. Now, if you're really serious, you would simply move down here. There's plenty of places to buy, plenty of places to rent. And then once you get here, over time, you get together with the people who are here of like minds, and then you build a community. Or you continue to purchase stuff that's already here. White folks is dying down here. The children are not coming back. There's houses for sale everywhere. So if you're really serious about getting out where you are, then we say, you know, come down here and many places down south. Not just here around the farm. You come down south and start driving around, you'll see plenty of places for sale, plenty of places that you can rent. So the issue is whether you really want to move. If you really want to move, you make it happen. But sitting around saying, well, when is somebody going to build a whole community for you? Or how are you going to be able to build that amongst people you don't know, spread all out, and you're going to try to pick a location? Ain't nobody going down there already? No, it's not going to work like that. It's the pioneers who are serious about moving will move, and then they will attract others. But you're not going to get together outside with strangers and trying to decide on where you're going to build and get the money together all the time. That's not going to work because you don't trust one another. Who's going to hold the money? You know, and what bank is going to finance it? No, but if you would move to this area, one or two people, then get other folks to move, buy a home or rent a home or buy a lot and put a trailer on it until you get enough people where you can go and buy a piece of land and try to get the money in for financing to build a bunch of homes on it. You first got to have a community. And you ain't going to have a community spread all out. You're going to have to make a decision where you want to live. Move there first and take what's available already. That's plenty available. I know people say, we got to rebuild the wasted cities. There's plenty wasted cities down south in these small towns. Okay? Plenty wasted cities down south in these small towns. It's just a matter of people deciding what they're going to do.
Yes, sir. And we have Sister Ann joining us. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ann.
Wa alaikum salam. Well, I just wanted to say that Dr. Ridgely covered a lot of it. But, you know, renting a place, and we're waiting, and we say this often, we're waiting for somebody to put something in place and then for us to just jump on board. Well, somebody's got to be the start. Somebody's got to step out and really venture to make it happen. You and your wife, Brother Carlton, we talk about you all often. And there have been other believers who moved here. But you all came down, you looked around, and from California, you made the decision that you were going to move. Now, there are others right here in Georgia or South Carolina or Alabama who just can't seem to get up enough muster to make the transition. But, you know, when are we going to really take this to heart that things are falling apart, and we don't have forever to wait? So I go back to the Stillaway program. We have to use the knowledge that we have to get what we want. The Stillaway program was for, it was laid out for you stealing away from a job. But you can take that same program and use it for getting away from a situation or, you know, whatever. So we have to begin to take it seriously and keep in mind that, you know, I've got to leave here. I've got to get closer to people of like mind where we can, and let me say this. The caller said, you know, we need to build a community with bakeries. We have that here. We have our own baker. And, you know, we have a lot of things here. But with more believers, we can expand. It seems that we don't have the faith in Allah that we can actually do this. But it's going to take faith. It's going to take belief in yourself to go ahead and just make this happen.
You know, I'd like to go back to something that Sister Ann said last week, and it really hit me, you know, about the history of the reality that I was a sister, that the job shut down. You give that again, a job shut down in California. She got in the car, drove all the way to Albany. Will you give us that history again, Sister Ann?
Well, you drove to Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, she was on a job, worked at Home Depot in California, and her job closed down, and she heard that they were hiring people in Atlanta. So she decided she was going to move to Atlanta. Now, just herself, she got in her car and drove across country to Atlanta. And she got married sometimes after being there. She met a brother and got married. But, you know, that was the thing. And I remembered that and some other things that prior to her saying that, there was a time when, because I remember saying it, boy, these believers move a lot. They just up and move.
Hmm.
And that was going on.
Yes,
well, you know,
we have a caller.
Yeah, go ahead. I'd like to say one thing about that. They
go ahead.
They were moving to follow jobs, but now jobs are dried up, so that's why they're not moving. Go ahead, Brother Carlton.
Right.
Caller with the last four digits, 7496. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller, 7496, area code 815.
They may be on mute.
Okay. All right, so we'll give them some time. Now, what were you saying, Dr. Ridgely?
No, I was just saying that when there was a lot of activity in terms of jobs, you know, when there was an expanding economy, people were moving. Because of trying to find a better job, or their job moved and they moved for the job, or they'll move to find a better job. It's following the slave master. They followed the slave master all over the country. That's what they did.
Hello.
But now it's closed down. They don't know what to do. They won't come
so
down
the
here. They
back
won't
on.
Follow.
Sorry, that.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. Can
What's
you
your
hear
name,
me, brother? Okay, assalamu alaikum, dear family. My name is Gary Mahatmas Muhammad. I'm calling from Indiana. Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir. Something,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to first say I wanted to thank you all for this talk. Sister Niambi had been trying to invite members of the Cubics Ecclesia Forum out to this conversation for quite some time. So today, several of us managed to come on, and we wanted to hear. We wanted to listen to our dear brother, Dr. Ridgely, Sister Ann, and the members of the forum's presentation in regards for the need to separate at all costs. And I wanted to thank you all. But one of the comments that I wanted to say is that what I'm noticing, the issue that we are having as followers of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, is that many of those who profess belief in Master Farah, profess belief in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the prophecies don't believe it, don't desire it, and they damn sure don't want to sacrifice to make it a reality. So the problem that Dr. Ridgely is having, the problem that members of the Ecclesia is having, the problem that many of the true believers in Master Farad and all that he has given us is having is that we keep calling out to, reaching out to, begging, pleading, trying to drag the hypocritical, disbelieving, half-hearted members who allege allegiance to to our God and his Messiah, to the instruction and the direction of our God, to separate at all costs or die. We have to stop doing this. They are not coming with us. The Quran has warned us repeatedly. These are nothing but a bunch of soothsayers who profess with their solemn oath that they believe in the messenger of God, that they believe in the message. But when it's time to make the journey, when it's time to make the sacrifice, you see them holding back, as the Quran calls them, the holdbackers, making every excuse. Do you got a bakery? When y'all set it up, we'll come. Do you all got the land? Do you all got this? Well, what the hell you mean do we got? We need you to come with us and build it. We need you to make the sacrifice with your husbands, with your children, and let the white man in this world go and go to the place that you're being called to and build it. I talk to my wife all the time. When the European settlers first came to America, I said the white woman did not have the mentality that many of our women here and our people have in America. I said the white man and the white woman left grandmothers, they left grandfathers, they left mothers, they left fathers, they left brothers, they left sisters, they left children, they left land, they left it all on a hope and a dream. They came to a world where they had to fight the Native American from the East Coast to the West. They didn't have food, they didn't have a home, they didn't have a plot of land, they didn't even have as much as a wagon. But their belief and their idea, they left it all and came. And God, in the end, granted them the victory. The members of the nation don't even have a third of that kind of faith. And this is why we're suffering, because we are being exposed for being the largest gathering of hypocrites, disbelievers, and soothsayers that have been known in this generation of time. I will say what has to be said. Nobody else has to worry. This is the problem we're having, Dr. Richley. I talked to my wife and I talked to the members of the ecclesia of your great work down there. And I lament daily that you don't have the help that you need, brother, to get us to start in going in the direction that our father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, has asked us to go. But I'll say this and I'll end it. I don't believe, brother, that we're going to get the start the way we want it until there is a purging of the ranks. There's not enough of us, brother, that are truly with the idea. And until these weak ones, these half-hearted ones, these disbelieving and hypocritical men and women is removed from the Father's true followers, it's going to be very difficult for us to go forward in the faith, love, and how can I say belief in our God, and be successful in what he promised us we will be successful in. So with that, I love you all. And inshallah, we can continue this conversation in the future.
Your brother. What's your name, brother?
Brother Gary.
What's your name?
Mahatma Muhammad. Yes.
Well, I like to say this, brother. That was a hell of a sermon, and you're correct. The only thing I would like to add to that is, you know, we say we have to remove these hypocrites from amongst us. Well, there's another way to do it, is that the believers just have to leave those hypocrites there. In other words,
yes.
The believers are just going to have to pull out, you know, like the Mormons did. You know, they pulled out of Missouri and went to Utah, okay?
Yes.
So it's the believers that are going to have to leave the hypocrites behind and stop fighting with the hypocrites, because they're going to do nothing but try to hold you back, argue with them. So now figure out your way, like Sister Ann said, you know, figure out your escape plan, the steal away plan, and work your plan until you can steal away. But we'll have to leave the hypocrites behind, because they're going to drag us down and we keep trying to fight with them. You see clearly
that.
What the problem is, my brother. So we have to, yes, sir, go ahead.
Not that we will have to fight with them. That's not what I said. I said Allah will have to remove them. He's going to have to remove them. But the Quran warns you that they won't go willingly, brother. If you leave and travel, they will leave and travel with you. That's the prophecy of the Quran. So Allah had to intervene, and he had to remove them. He had to create a circumstance to where they were exposed, which is going to be dealing with our father, and the crucifixion to where it won't be the end thing now to be a Muslim. It won't be an end thing to be gathered amongst the Muslims because we're going to be under severe persecution, whether it be federal charges, state charges, incarceration, you name it. The nation is going to come under this persecution. And as a result of it not being the end thing, then these hypocrites, half-hearted disbelievers, they're going to leave us, brother. And the only ones who's going to be left standing is those who truly believe. And then that group shall unite like a fist, and we shall go forward in the way of our God and of our Father. That's what I'm saying, brother.
Okay.
That's the prophecy.
And in the meantime, while the prophecy is being carried out, we're still reaching out to those who are ready to make the move, who can move now, who are trying to get out now, instead of waiting for the fire.
We're having trouble hearing you, Dr. Ridgely. Having trouble hearing you.
Oh. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we
can
hear
me now.
Yes, sir, we can. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
I'm just saying that while other things are unfolding, and believe me, brother, you are correct, they are unfolding. They are getting ready to persecute us tremendously. While those things are happening, those of us who can think clearly can now begin to find a set of believers who we want to be around and move ourselves together to be around those people. We're saying here is an opportunity down here in Braunwood around Muhammad Farms, but there may be other opportunities. But the key is the believers are going to have to find one another and then coalesce to one another to, in fact, produce that raindrop that will start the flood. You've got to have, you know, it's got to have somebody. The dust causes the rain to coagulate, the water to coagulate around that dust, and then it becomes a drop, and then it drops down to the earth as rain. Those who have that kernel of faith, the kernel of belief, are going to have to find others who are like-minded, and from there we can begin to build these different communities. But those who are ready to move can see it. Go ahead on and start acting like it now. And those who maybe they'll come later, but we're just looking for those who want to do it now, who want to live together. That's what we're looking for. But thank you so much for your call and your insight, my brother.
No, thank you all. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Yes, sir. And Islam.
Well, it's fine.
Well, you know, that was the brother really, really laid it out, man. I mean, he see it clearly.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, the minister, he brought it out, this, you know, the Day of Atonement, you know, it's time out for fake Muslims. And the true Muslims are going to have to stand up and going to have to coalesce, okay, because there's true Muslims all over the place. Everybody's not hypocrites. There are some true Muslims, and those true Muslims know each other in terms of when you see it and talk to each other, you feel it, and you need to continue conversations with these people who you feel are true Muslims to find out they are and then work together to make a move. You know, we say come here. We found some good Muslims, and if you're a good Muslim, come here too. And if you're a bad Muslim, you come here, we'll find you out, and you'll be packing.
Yes, yes.
You'll be packing. You won't stay long. But the true ones, you know, as mean as Dr. Ridgely is, true Muslims don't have no problem around me. It's like babies. I don't have no problem around me. It's just that fake stuff, I will call you out, all right? But, hey, as long as you're a believer, we can work it out. And that's what we do down here. You know, we work it out. So believers will figure out a way to work it out. Okay? People who are faking it are looking for excuses not to work it out. But people who are true to the belief in Master Farah Muhammad and Abba Elijah Muhammad and Mr. Farrakhan, we will figure out a way to work it out. If there's a problem, we'll talk it out and we'll work it out. So we're looking for those type of people. And like I say, you all are the poster child. Hopefully we get some more poster children to be with you. But you and your family is the poster child.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. We're down to our last 10 minutes. And so far, nobody else on. We've been having a very stimulating conversation. Brothers and sisters, if you want to get one question or one statement in before we end the show, now's the time. Press that one on your keypad, and I will open your line.
You know, it is encouraging to hear the different calls come in and hearing that people have been listening and have been listening to us, and now they want to say some things. That's encouraging. So we'll keep it rolling. We'll keep it moving to provide a platform for people to land on. I think people are looking for a platform to land on. I know one brother minister told me that in his city, the people who are coming in the door are looking for the letter. In other words, they've already been studying and made their decision, and they're just coming to see if there's any Muslims in the house. You know, cause they
wow.
can, so they can land. Okay? So we're trying to provide a landing spot for those who really want to land and build a community. But it's going to take you to start coming down here, checking us out, visit with us, and take some time on your vacation. You know, you vacate to many places. Well, vacate down here. There's hotels here, and we have other attractions. But this could be a life-changing situation. So to take a vacation for a week or two down here to check things out, to see if you want to fit in, if you can fit in, to see what's here. I think you'd be surprised if you come down here to see all these homes that are available. It's just that the wide awake man ain't wide awake. You're still sleeping. You're sleeping on stuff down here. Y'all need to come down here. Because if you're talking about, if you're looking for opportunities to make some things happen, just come down here. You'll see.
And that's what I want to say about opportunity. I was watching a program today, and it's talking about the changing workforce, and that all over the country, the unemployment rate is lower right now than it's ever been. And all over the country, employers are saying they don't have enough workers to fill the jobs. That is because they are using, and the jobs that are in demand are skilled craftsmen.
That's right.
And we have a brother, Brother Carson and Brother Tony, who are skilled craftsmen. Those are the positions that are in demand right now, all kinds of skilled craftsmen. They had an entire show devoted to that today, showing everything from bakers to welders on down the line, you know. And we just have to get ourselves prepared, and those are the kinds of things we're going to need in order to build a community.
Right.
Because there are things that Brother Carlton doesn't do right now that another carpenter can do.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to connect and get the people together in order to do these things. I was just reading on the internet where a group of black men opened their first black construction company. That's huge.
Wow.
So
that
you
is.
Know, we have
that
to,
is.
Yeah, we have to come together and decide that we want to do this.
And yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that at the end, because one thing about where we are, the market isn't so flooded. It's the population density is not as high. So if
right.
you are a creative business person, or if you are a person who wants to build a business, it's very easy to get your presence out there. Now, it's going to take time because it's not the population is not as high as the major cities. However, once you establish yourself as an honest, trustworthy and a quality business person, then as the time goes by, you'll get you a clientele, and it's not difficult to be one of the major players in terms of the media and the internet and the word of mouth. So that's another opportunity that people don't think about, but it's real.
Well, going right back to quality, you know, if you provide a quality good or quality service, people are going to gravitate to you. They're going to pass you around. They're going to pass you on. You know, say, oh, I know somebody can do that. They're good. So if you're really serious about producing a quality product or a quality service, or you got a quality skill, there's always a place for you, okay? Because people always need things or want things. But if you just, you know, unfortunately, many of us were tricked into these sociology, social service, all different types of these jobs that dead end jobs that don't teach you no skills. And without the government, you can't. It's not useful. You know what I mean? So you're working for the government, and the government's shutting down. So what you gonna do now? And that's why people are so. What we gonna do? Well, learn how to do something. Then you'll be able to do something. But learn how to do something other than push papers on somebody's job.
And now is the best time and the easiest time in the history. Oh, I could say in the history of the devil's world that we have the opportunity to learn whatever you want. You can learn it online.
Yes.
You can take classes online, and take real classes, and it doesn't necessarily cost a lot of money. And so we need to get the training while it's available, because it may not be available as long as it is. Well, we're down to our last 3 minutes. Any closing statements before we wind it down?
What's happened, Brother Carlton, is that for the last 15 years or so in the black community, young people have been everybody trying to be a star. Everybody trying to be a rapper. Okay? Trying to be a singer, trying to be a dancer, trying to be a ball player. Everybody's trying to make that big hit. Okay? But nobody wants to do any work with their hands. So nobody did any study and training to work with their hands, but nobody want to work with their hands because that was beneath them, because they thought they were going to be a star. And so they've been tricked and fooled into thinking that they're going to be rich for being a star or something like that, and therefore they've got no skills. That's why nobody's working on these jobs, these skills, because anybody trying to get skills because they don't want to work with their hands. They're trying to be some type of a star. Now they're internet stars, you know, trying to make some money off the internet, you know, being a Facebook, you know, jockey or a YouTube star. Okay, Nobody wants to do the hard work. Nobody want to do no hard work with their hands, brother. They've been tricked, and now they're being dropped. And
yes,
do something like it's available. The thing is that they don't want to work. They want a trick. They don't want to work. Flim flam.
Yep. Well, on that
note,
we're going to go ahead and if it's not. We're down to the last 90 seconds. If there's no other statements, we're going to thank all our listeners for tuning in and contributing, for our contributors for contributing, and our listeners for listening. And we appreciate you, and we're going to continue to try to give as much information and answer questions as best we can. So, inshallah, we'll see you all next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Lord, I've really been real stressed.